Okay, our friends. Do you know that it's the first day of summer? It is. And do you know what my favorite thing about summer is? Summer fruit. I love a big bowl of watermelon when the sun is high and it's hot and it's perfect. Oh, nothing makes me happier. And so to celebrate, today we're going to be reading a story called The Watermelon Seed by Greg Pizzoli, and it's read today by Mommy and
Leonard, King of the Pigs.
Leonard, King of the Pigs. Are you ready, Mr. King Pig? Yeah? Nice. I am also ready. So, without any further ado, let us think about watermelons, shall we? Okay. The very first thing we see is a, let's say, crocodile. Ready?
It is.
Okay, so the very first thing we see is a crocodile. Yes. And he says, ready? I love watermelon. And then chomp, chomp, chomp. He proceeds to start chomping it. Ooh, good sound effect. And then he says, it's the best, because he's holding one and he's put a first place prize ribbon on the watermelon. Ever since I was a teeny tiny baby crocodile, it's been my favorite. Even then, we can see him chomping and slurping. As a baby, I love your baby sound effects too. In a little perambulator, which is another way of saying a baby carriage, right? And with little rinds all over the floor because he's chewed right through them. I like it for breakfast. I like it for lunch. I like a big salty slab for dinner. And I love it for dessert. Do you know? Some people like to put salt on their watermelon.
I do too.
And then some people put something called tajin, which is like a spicy chili powder. It's also very good. I love watermelon, he says, throwing back a big old bite of it and gulping it down. But oh dear, oh dear, his face has changed. He doesn't look so happy, does he? I wonder what's wrong with him. Turn the page, let's find out. Yes, it says gulp. I just swallowed a seed. Oh, well, now he's probably very concerned about that, isn't he? I swallowed a seed. Oh, he looks upset. It's growing in my guts.
Sloshy, slosh, slosh.
And we can see him imagining an X-ray where you can see inside of someone's body, you know, their bones and stuff. And he's imagining that his whole stomach is filled up with a watermelon. Soon, vines will come out of my ears. My stomach will stretch. My skin will turn pink. I don't want to be in a fruit salad.
Yum,
So,
yum,
somebody please help me. He cries.
yum.
But can I? Okay, this is all very silly. Poor crocodile. But can I be honest with you and be real for just a second? Okay. So, when we read stories like this, when the character is really upset about something, I feel like I feel as though it is imperative, which means important, for me to share with you that his fears are not founded in fact. If you swallow a watermelon seed, you will not, in fact, grow a watermelon in your stomach. It is simply not true. That will not happen. So he doesn't need to be worried. Okay. Grumble, grumble, says his stomach. Oh no, I can feel it growing inside me. It's happening right now. My stomach feels funny. Burp, he says, and out comes the watermelon seed. He spits it right back out. Oh, here's the seed.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
He says, smiling. That was too close. No more melon for me. Never again. And what do we see in the picture? He has got a watermelon that he's put a big black X over. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe just a teeny tiny bite. And then again, sound of X, please. Chomp, chomp, chomp. He has gone right back into it. And again, he looks a little sick because he maybe ate too much watermelon. Friends, that is the downside of having delicious foods. On occasion, you might be tempted to eat more than is healthy for you. Everything is fine within moderation. If you have too many, you might get sick. So, my friends, be mindful when you enjoy your watermelon this summer. And happy summer. And this is
the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.